Here's a teacher truth that nobody likes to hear, but we all know that it's true. Students don't remember stuff, but they will remember us. And we have an opportunity to capture their hearts and heads outside of curriculum so that they do listen in our classroom, so that they do actually take our content in curriculum and apply it in the real world. One of the things that we really need to focus on when it comes to social emotional learning is the fact that relationships are built when we have both learning and laughter. And I think sometimes that's easier to say than it is to actually execute. And that's why in today's episode, I'm going to unpack something that is super simple and strategic that you can implement in your classroom. This is something that I personally love to do on Fridays, but you can do it on freaking any day of the week. I'm going to walk you through the strategy. I'm going to walk you through the lesson. And by the end of the episode, you're going to have another opportunity to laugh and learn with students so that they will also laugh and learn when it comes time for our content in curriculum. If this sounds like something that you need in your teacher life, you're in the right place. Let's get into it.
There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life.
Teachers, the idea that I'm about to share is absolutely perfect if you have social and emotional learning, if you have advisory, if you have morning meeting, if you have homeroom, or you have an opportunity to build something into your schedule that is going to be both meaningful for the culture and the climate of your classroom, but also for the relationship building components that we know that we need in our classroom, because we understand that connections with kids has this incredible trickle effect when it comes to all of the content and curriculum in our classroom. And so what I want to unpack here is actually something that I call Fun Times Friday for families who've earned it. Fun Times Fridays for families who've earned it is an opportunity to remix Fun Friday, which I think is actually really, really popular in a lot of schools. But I understand that there are both pros and cons to it. Now, I will say, if you have an advisory or a morning meeting or an SEL time built in, I don't think that this should be conditional. I think that this should just be a cornerstone of your classroom environment every single Friday. If you don't have that time built into your schedule and you realize that incentivizing extra activities and incentivizing those really cool things that are going to get kids to laugh and learn is a powerful tool, then I think you can leverage the Fun Times Friday for families who've earned it. But I will say this with an asterisk. I think that if we are going to have Fun Times Friday for families who've earned it, and there are going to be kids who maybe don't get to participate because of some behavior or because some of academic situation or something has occurred that they are not included, therefore excluded, then we should have incredibly clear and consistent boundaries so kids know how they can earn it, how they can achieve it, how they can have it on their schedule. Because I don't think that something should be taken away from a student unless it is remarkably clear what the expectation is. If we say to a student, you are not able to participate in Fun Times Friday for families who've earned it, and they're like, what? That doesn't even make sense. Let's get serious. Kids are going to say that, even if we have had clear and consistent boundaries. But let's say you calmly and patiently re-explain to the student, this is why you have not earned this incentive or this special prize. And you explain it again. And they're still not like, what? Then I think you have done everything that you need to do. Of course, there are going to be outliers in these situations, but pick up what I'm throwing down here, teacher friends. If we are going to exclude kids from some sort of culture or climate or competition, something fun and festive, then I think we have to have just incredibly clear boundaries so that they know how they can achieve it or how it is removed from the option pool for them. Okay. So I want to talk about something that is part of my 180 days of awesome social and emotional learning curriculum. Some of you may have heard about this. It is a full 180-day curriculum that has awesome themes. It has awesome connections to real life. And it is the curriculum that I think we all actually want and need in our schools. So I want to walk you through a real life example of something that I do on Fridays, Fun Times Fridays. And it's actually based off of a super popular TV show called AGT, the America's Got Talent. And this is one of my all-time favorite shows. And as I watch it, I laugh and I cry and I'm mesmerized and I have admiration. I literally am on an emotional roller coaster every single time I watch one of these episodes. And when that golden buzzer gets buzzed and the golden confetti starts falling from the ceiling, I am falling off the couch with emotion and excitement. And I think that's the kind of stuff that we need in our classrooms. This is the kind of stuff that we need to expose students to. So I love using America's Got Talent in social and emotional learning, in advisory, in homeroom, as a way to cheer kids on and cheer kids up and show kids how we clap each other up. Okay. So one of my favorite episodes, I have so many favorite episodes, but one of my favorite episodes is from a girl named Darcy Lynn, and she is a young student who is really good at being a ventriloquist, which I think is something that our kids this generation, like, they don't even understand this concept. And so I have used this in elementary classrooms and the kids are mesmerized because they think a puppet is talking. But I've also used it in upper elementary, middle school, and high school to just show a really unique talent. And I'm going to tell you, spoiler alert, she gets a golden buzzer because she is so freaking good. And what I like to do while watching these clips is hit pause for people. I hit pause so that you can talk about the body language of the judges and the person performing. I hit pause when they pan to the side of the stage and they see mom or dad or grandma or grandpa standing there with the host, engaging their reactions. This is not just us watching some random clip from YouTube and saying, oh, this is really cool. Oh, this is really sweet. No, this is an opportunity to show people, our students, how we can unpack some of those really interesting dynamics that we feel when we are watching YouTube, when we are experiencing something cool or unique. Another thing that I like to do is not just read the body language, but I like to hit pause and say, okay, in this moment, if you were that student performing, how would you feel? What would you be thinking? If the shows up on your face when you are doing the most amazing talent, how would you feel in that moment? What kind of feedback can we give to the person who's performing? There are so many cool things that we can weave into these lessons and make it, yes, a fun Friday, but also a freaking effective Friday conversation to unpack some of the real life things that our kids need to unpack. We're just doing it in a really structured and strategic way. Another thing that I love about America's Got Talent is they will often do interviews with the people who are performing to understand the backstory. They really like to dive in deep into the family dynamics and the social dynamics and the school dynamics of all of the performers. And I love using the kids who perform on America's Got Talent to show to students. An example that I have shown kids recently during Fun Times Friday was a student who played the violin. And when I say he played the violin, I mean he played that violin. And I showed the students the performance first, and they were stunned because he rocked that violin so hard. And they were talking about how they would have felt if they were performing. They read the body language of the judges. The student got a standing ovation when he was done with the violin. And we had a great conversation when the performance was finished. But I did not show them the clip that included the backstory of this kid. And the backstory was the student had overcome a lot of things, specifically bullying. Specifically because he had lost all of his hair, specifically because he was diagnosed with cancer. And that added element, that added dynamic, that piece of information caused the conversation to go in a completely different direction. And it created this really great conversation of, does that change things? How would you have felt if you were in this situation? Have you ever been made fun of for something physical like a haircut? Have you ever had to overcome some sort of really hard illness? Has somebody in your life experienced something like that? Teachers, the reality is our students love short form video. Our students love TikTok and YouTube. They love seeing that dopamine drop as they scroll or they find a video that they are interested in. And I'm actually not going to be super mad about that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to leverage that for learning. And I'm going to say, let's find a clip. Let's find a video. Let's find something that I can actually use to my advantage as a teacher and create really great conversations to create this open space to say, how would you be feeling there? What would you be thinking there? Not every single video that our kids like are about cats or about kids running into sliding doors. This hurt humor that kids are really into. Oftentimes, our kids are willing to go deeper and willing to watch and explore and experience things. But we have to create the time and the space in our classrooms to present those things. And my question is, are you doing that? I think Fun Times Friday using clips from America's Got Talent is just one small example of this. In fact, in my 180 days of awesome SEL curriculum, there are so many different types of Fun Times Fridays activities that are already set up for you. I'm using America's Got Talent as an example in this episode, but don't worry, I have already found the best America's Got Talent clips, and they're already linked into the curriculum. That way you don't have to go searching for the videos. You don't have to take more time out of our crazy teacher schedule to plan and to organize and to figure out what follow-up questions to ask. It's already done and it's already prepped and it's already ready to go so that you can just walk into class and have these incredible conversations, have these incredible experiences with kids that is going to actually change the dynamic of your classroom. I said at the beginning of the episode, kids aren't remembering stuff, but they are going to remember us. And I mean that. They're not going to necessarily remember all of the stuff that we do, but they will remember when we hit pause and said, let's talk about that together. I got your back in that situation. Tell me how that made you feel. How would you approach this situation? That's the kind of stuff that they remember. That's the kind of stuff that builds connections. That's the kind of stuff that builds relationships. And when we have relationships with students, that is literally the building block for getting them to laugh and listen and participate in our classroom. And it's going to snowball into our curriculum, into our content. And that is some really powerful shit. And I think that's what we have to be doing more often. So I realize that this is a very simple episode where we're just unpacking, and I'm saying just, quotation marks, we're just unpacking using YouTube clips from AGT, but it's so much more than that. If you are interested in taking a look at the 180 days of awesome SEL curriculum, you can go to monicagenta.com/180SEL. That's Monica, GENTA.com/180SEL, as in social emotional learning. I'm also going to link that in the show notes so you can directly access it, take a look at it. It is one of those curriculums that is the thing that we want and need as teachers. And I will tell you, every single lesson, whether it's a Monday through Friday, has been planned by me as a classroom teacher, implemented in classrooms with my own students, tested at various grade levels and age groups to make sure that it's going to make a meaningful impact. That's Monica, GENTA.com/180SEL. I've got multiple versions depending on the age group that you teach and reach, and I'm confident it will be full of awesome for 180 days once you start implementing it. As always, if you have any questions about this episode, don't hesitate to reach out, send me a direct message on social media or send me an email. I love celebrating social and emotional learning with students, and I love sharing social and emotional learning with you as a teacher. As a reminder, new episodes drop every single Sunday night, so you are ready for your Monday morning commute to school. I want to thank you so much for listening to this episode, but most importantly, thank you for living this teacher life.